Among his varied pursuits, Clifford Garstang has volunteered with the Peace Corps in South Korea, practiced international law in Singapore, Chicago, and Los Angeles, and worked with the World Bank in Washington, D.C. as senior counsel for East Asia. Garstang is also an author. He now resides in Stanton, Virginia, and has published two books with Winston-Salem-based Press 53. His most recent book is titled What the Jong Boys Know. The stories in the novel tell of the intersecting lives of a group of tenants living in a condominium building near Washington, D.C.'s Chinatown.
One of the things that I really like about writing short stories is exploring different characters' points of view. And so in this book, there are 12 stories, and each one is told from a different perspective. Altogether, the stories tell a single story about one of the families in the building.
In 2013, Garstang received the Library of Virginia Literary Award for Fiction, an award given to outstanding Virginia authors.
It's such an honor. The two other finalists were The Yellow Birds by Kevin Powers, which was a finalist for the National Book Award and was also a New York Times bestseller, and Christopher Tillman's The Right Hand Shore, which was a New York Times notable book and also was mentioned for a number of other awards. And I think one thing that it means to me is that small presses are receiving more attention these days, that they are viable avenues for serious writers to get published.
Garstang is currently working on an upcoming anthology for Press 53 and serves as the editor-in-chief for Prime Number Literary Magazine. On Saturday, February 22nd, Clifford Garstang will read from his award-winning book, What the Jong Boys Know, at two events in the Triad. The first will take place at Scuppernong Books in Greensboro at 2 p.m., and the second at Barnhills in Winston-Salem at 6. For more information about these events, visit our website at wfdd.org. Bethany Chafin, 88.5, WFDD News.